You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Tuesday, February 25th, 2025. Don't stop. Top-tier midstreamers double down on expanding Permian to Gulf infrastructure. Published by Housley Carr. In their first earnings calls of 2025, a handful of large midstream companies that provide the gamut of wellhead-to-water services in Texas laid out plans for yet another round of projects, everything from gas processing plants and takeaway pipelines to fractionators and export terminal expansions. At the same time, many of these same midstreamers expressed a degree of caution about overbuilding. They sought to reassure Wall Street that they were only approving plans underpinned by strong commercial support. In today's RBN blog, we discuss the latest capital spending plans of this select, upper tier of midstream service providers. Over the past few years, a small but gradually growing group of midstreamers have seen the benefits of owning and operating the infrastructure that processes, transports and, in many cases, exports the increasing volumes of crude oil, natural gas and NGLs emerging from wells in the Permian Basin. As we said in Get Ready, our late 2023 drill down report on gas and NGL focused networks in the Lone Star State, offering a full range of midstream services provides a number of important benefits, chief among them, the ability to operate with extraordinary efficiency, collect fees from shippers each step of the way, and feed pipelines, fractionators, storage and export terminals along the network's value chain. In the report, we focused on the four companies with the most comprehensive sets of midstream assets in that space: Enterprise Products Partners, Energy Transfer, Targa Resources, and Phillips 66. More recently, and at last, we blogged about MPLX and ONEOK joining that August club with their plans, some joint and some solo, to build out NGL pipeline, fractionation, and LPG export capacity in the Texas City, Texas area. A few midstreamers also provide wellhead-to-water services for crude oil, including Enbridge, which holds significant ownership interests in the Gray Oak and Cactus II pipelines, as well as 100% of the U.S.'s number one crude export terminal, the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center near Corpus Christi. Similarly, Enterprise owns, among other things, the South Texas crude oil pipeline system, takes in elements of the Midland II ecosystem, and a host of oil storage and export terminals, including the Echo Terminal and Enterprise Hydrocarbons Terminal, or EHT, in the Houston area. In today's blog, we'll begin a review of what the largest midstream network owners in Texas have committed to adding to their portfolios this year in 2026. As you'll see, most of these companies continue to expand their Permian to Gulf capabilities at a full-throttle pace, though, as we noted up top, at least a few of them have sought to assure Wall Street analysts and investors in general that they will not get over their skis. Enterprise is a case in point. The midstream giant recently made headlines when, during its February 4th earnings call, it acknowledged that the company had so far not gotten enough traction in commercializing its long-planned Seaport Oil Terminal, or SPOT, and would not proceed with the project unless market dynamics shift and long-term volume commitments materialize. Co-CEO Jim Teague said that while the economics behind SPOT, a deepwater crude oil export facility off Freeport, Texas, that would be capable of fully loading very large crude carriers, or VLCCs, continue to compare favorably to onshore terminals that can only partially load VLCCs, there have been at least a couple of notable changes in the market since the project was proposed 6 years ago. For example, Teague said that back in 2019, many forecasters were predicting the U.S. would be exporting more than 7 million barrels per day of crude oil by 2024. Instead, we're exporting around 4 million barrels per day. Also, he said it was assumed that most U.S. exports would be bound for Asia, an ideal destination for the long-haul VLCCs that would be SPOT's forte. However, Russia's invasion of Ukraine resulted in a doubling of U.S. crude exports to Europe to about 2 million barrels per day, and those shipments typically are sometimes better handled by smaller tankers like Aframaxes and Suezmaxes that can be fully loaded at most onshore docks. SPOT aside, Enterprise is in full-bore expansion mode, with the vast majority of its major capital projects tied in one way or another to the Permian. The projects include: Number 1. Three 300 million cubic feet per day gas processing plants in West Texas, the Orion plant in the Midland Basin, online in Q3 2025, Mentone West 1 in the Delaware Basin, also Q3 2025, and the adjoining Mentone West 2, H1 2026. When the projects are all in service, enterprise plants in the Permian will have the capacity to process more than 4.7 BCF per day of gas and extract up to 640,000 barrels per day of NGLs. Number 2. The new 550-mile, 600,000 barrels per day Bahia pipeline, which starting in Q4 2025 will transport mixed NGLs, aka Y-grade, from gas processing plants in the Delaware and Midland basins, including Mentone West and Orion, to Enterprise's NGL storage and fractionation hub in Mont Belvieu. Number 3. Fractionator 14, a 150,000 barrels per day facility at Mont Belvieu that in Q3 2025 will begin separating Y-grade into ethane, propane and other NGL purity products. Enterprise expects the fractionator to be able to process up to 195,000 barrels per day. Number 4. The new Neches River Terminal in Beaumont, the first part of which will involve adding 120,000 barrels per day of ethane-only export capacity in Q3 2025. Enterprise will follow that up in H1 2026 with the startup of a flex terminal, C-Hot-to-Go, that can export either 180,000 barrels per day of ethane, 360,000 barrels per day of LPG or a combination of the two. Enterprise also is planning other export-related projects at two of the company's Houston area terminals. At its Morgan's Point ethane and ethylene facility, Enterprise will add a 900,000 barrels refrigerated ethane tank that will enable higher loading rates, online in Q4 2025. And at EHT, the midstreamer is in the early stages of a project to expand the terminal's LPG loading capacity by more than 300,000 barrels per day. That effort is slated to wrap up by the end of next year. Energy Transfer has a similarly ambitious plan for expanding elements of its Permian to Gulf midstream network. First, it's in the final stages of adding a total of about 200 million cubic feet per day of capacity to four gas processing plants in West Texas. 50 million cubic feet per day was added at both Gray Wolf and Orla East in Q4 2024, and similar capacity is being added to Arrowhead 2 and Arrowhead 3 in Q1 2025. The company is also continuing work on a project to expand the capacity of its Sabina 2 NGL products pipeline between Mont Belvieu and its Nederland NGL export terminal. In December, it completed an effort to increase the pipe's capacity from 25,000 barrels per day to 40,000 barrels per day, and by mid-2026 it expects to finish an expansion to 70,000 barrels per day. There are several other projects in the works too, including Number 1. The 200 million cubic feet per day Badger gas processing plant in the Delaware Basin, actually a facility relocated from another site, is expected to be finished in mid-2025. In the Midland Basin, Energy Transfer plans to add the new 200 million cubic feet per day Red Lake 4 plant in Q3 2025 and the 275 million cubic feet per day Mustang Draw plant in H1 2026. Number 2. A debottlenecking project on the company's West Texas Gateway NGL pipeline that Energy Transfer said will enable it to fully utilize its interests in the EPIC NGL pipeline and optimize its deliveries into Mont Belvieu. Also planned are upgrades to the company's Lone Star Express NGL pipeline that are expected to provide more than 90,000 barrels per day of incremental Y-grade takeaway capacity out of the Permian in 2026. Number 3. Frac 9, a new 165,000 barrels per day fractionator at Mont Belvieu slated to start up in Q4 2026. Number 4. An expansion at Energy Transfer's Nederland Terminal will add flex capacity to export up to an additional 250,000 barrels per day of LPG, ethane or ethylene. The initial phases of the project are scheduled to come online in mid-2025, with the rest to follow by the end of this year. Nederland Terminal currently can export up to 500,000 barrels per day of LPG and 180,000 barrels per day of ethane. The most important project on Energy Transfer's list is probably the Hugh Brinson Pipeline, a new 400-mile gas conduit that will run from the Permian's Waha Hub to Maypearl, Texas, south of Dallas/Fort Worth, where it will connect to the company's existing gas pipelines and gas storage in that part of the state. Formerly called the Warrior Pipeline, the Brinson project was sanctioned by Energy Transfer in December. It is expected to be constructed in two phases, with the first phase having a capacity of 1.5 BCF per day and scheduled to come online by the end of next year. The company has said that as part of the first phase, it will also build the Midland Lateral to connect Energy Transfer and third-party processing plants in Martin and Midland counties. A second phase of Brinson, not yet sanctioned, would increase the pipeline's capacity to 2.2 BCF per day. Finally, Energy Transfer, like Enterprise, continues to explore the possibility of developing an offshore crude oil export terminal. However, Energy Transfer's Blue Marlin project, which would be located off the southwest Louisiana coast and make extensive use of existing pipeline and other infrastructure, has not yet secured its federal deepwater port license, something SPOT already has in hand. In the next blog in this series, we'll discuss the latest plans by Targa and Phillips 66 to add to their Permian to Gulf networks. Don't Stop was written by Christine McVie and appears as the fourth cut on side one of Fleetwood Mac's 11th studio album, Rumors. The song was written about staying strong and positive after McVie's separation from husband and Fleetwood Mac bassist, John McVie. It was released as a single in March 1977 and went to number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Fleetwood Mac performed Don't Stop at President Clinton's inaugural ball in 1993. Clinton had used the song extensively during his campaign. Personnel on the record were Christine McVie, piano, lead vocals, Lindsey Buckingham, guitar, lead vocals, Stevie Nicks, tambourine, backing vocals, Mick Fleetwood, drums, and John McVie, bass. Rumors was recorded during 1976 at the Record Plant in Sausalito, California, and Wally Hyder Studios in Los Angeles. It was produced by the band with Ken Calais and Richard Dasha. The LP was released in February 1977 and went to number 1 on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart. 4 top 10 singles were released from the album. It won a Grammy Award for Album of the Year in 1978. Rumors has been certified 2X Diamond, 20 million in sales, by the Recording Industry Association of America. It has sold more than 40 million copies worldwide, making it one of the best-selling albums of all time. Fleetwood Mac has released 18 studio albums, 10 live albums, 23 compilation albums, 1 EP, and 62 singles. The band has won 4 American Music Awards, 2 Brit Awards, 3 Grammy Awards, and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. It last toured on the band's An Evening with Fleetwood Mac tour, which began in October 2018 and ended in November 2019. The tour featured longtime Fleetwood Mac members Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, Christine McVie, and Stevie Nicks, joined by Neil Finn, Crowded House, and Mike Campbell, Tom Petty, and the Heartbreakers. Former Fleetwood Mac guitarist Danny Kirwan died in June 2018 at the age of 68. Former guitarist Peter Green died in July 2020 at 73. Singer, keyboardist, songwriter Christine McVie died in November 2022 at 79. In an interview with Mojo Magazine in September 2024, Mick Fleetwood said that he was open to reforming the band.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.